You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
Welcome again to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. Our show is about when black people criticize, analyze, or overtly focus on black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. So again, I want to welcome you here. If you are in the chat room, it'll be open in a second. I just opened the chat room. I was a little late. And if you have been sending us emails, thanks. I want to say that. And you can always email us at bobc@soulofsyracuse.com. to send us an email. Our dial-in number is 909-265-9189. All right, so just remember, if you call in, though, keep your comments relevant. No profanity, vulgarity, and all that stuff, or we'll put you on mute. All right, now on this program, we have Olympian Lolo Jones. Olympian Lolo Jones versus the Trayvon Martin case. She made some statements during the trial on Twitter, of course, and we're going to rake those over the coals and see if she committed a black-on-black crime. We have rap words. We have T-Pain versus Kanye West. Now, we normally don't do rap battles, but he interviewed in Us Weekly, said some things. We want to see if that's a black-on-black crime. Also, we have a preview of the Best Man Holiday. I think they just started running previews of all of the movies that's coming out, but it doesn't start till November. But we're going to run our preview as one of our breaks. A Paula Deen update since the show last week, just in case you didn't know. Kind of took a left turn on me with the Paula Deen stuff. So we have an update, and I actually have an open letter. I know Finesse doesn't like open letters, but who cares? We have an open letter. We have entertainment updates, all of that stuff. So just wanted to let you know what was on this show. This is Black on Black Crime. And if you missed last week's show, you can always go to espritradio.soulofsyracuse.com/BOBC. That's Black on Black Crime. On last week's show, we talked about hip-hop group TLC versus the Lopez family. So Lisa Left Eye Lopez, her family, thought she was left out of the Japanese version of the remix. And we have an update to that story now that I think about it. And we had the black media response to Paula Deen, and it took up the rest of the show. So we didn't get to a lot of our media stuff and our entertainment. But we will today, I think, because we're not talking about Paula Deen till late. So, again, I just want to welcome you to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. And before we get started with the show, I guess we should talk about some things that is going on in the world. And the first thing I want to bring up, matter of fact, let me bring in one of our partners in crime. I'm going to bring in Daniel. What's up, Daniel? How you doing?
What's up, Romy Rome? What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, bro. You know, Kai may not be able to make it. You know, it's been raining in Georgia like crazy. How is it in Texas?
Slightly overcast, but the heat is still kicking as always. Bit of rain today. We got a little bit yesterday, but nothing like what they're getting in Atlanta.
She said it's bad in Atlanta, and it's raining here in New York, so I guess we're having weather problems on the Monday. You know, I figured it's the holiday week. I thought it'd be nice, everyone cooking out, all of that good stuff. Now, I want to start the show with a little bit of news. We kind of always start the show this way, but mixed martial arts film legend, or martial arts, because there wasn't mixed martial arts back then, but Jim Kelly passed away this week at age 67. If you don't know, Three the Hard Way is considered one of the ultimate blaxploitation films, and Black Belt Jones. I remember going to movies to watch that back in the days. And he was also in Enter the Dragon, if you didn't know, with Bruce Lee. And, you know, when Bruce Lee passed, a lot of that film criticism of Bruce Lee, Jim Kelly was one of the first people to just come out and say that he was the best martial art person in the world, Jim Kelly. But Jim Kelly passed. What's it? Have you seen any of those films, Daniel?
Well, I never saw those shows, those films, but Jim Kelly had a mean fro. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Now, hey, that was classic. You want to talk about exploitation stuff. Did he play in the spoof with Keenan Ivory Wayans? Three the Hard Way had Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, and Jim Kelly. But I can't remember the Keenan Ivory Wayans movie, and he brought back the three guys from Three the Hard Way. And I'm thinking Jim Kelly was there, but his fro was still, even in that movie, was still pretty. And that was what? That was about 10 years ago?
That was half of his appeal was the fro. The half of his appeal was the fro. The fro was scary to me.
Oh, yeah.
He had some nunchucks or something in there, some of those deadly stars you can reach in there and grab out and throw at you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So when I started watching some of the exploitation stuff from Jim Kelly, the 70s, the late 70s, there are stuff that they said in movies, boy, I don't think they would even say now. You think people's language is bad now? You should have heard the stuff they was calling. They don't let you call people that stuff no more. But in blaxploitation period, they was just calling it what it was. Jim Kelly gets out of the car in Three the Hard Way and beats up about, I think about four cop cars came, and the police that came out, he was just kicking them down. But anyway, Jim Kelly, Three the Hard Way, to get a chance to see it. Also, the president this week met with the Mandela family in private this weekend and even referred to him as Madiba, I think is how his tribal name is. During a public statement, he said, "I express the hope that Madiba draws peace and comfort from the time he has spent with his loved ones and also expresses heartfelt support for the entire family as they work through this difficult time," is what the president said. He said, "I also reaffirmed the profound impact that his legacy has had in building a free South Africa. He inspired people around the world, including me." So the president also met with his daughters and his eight grandchildren. So President Obama this weekend was in South Africa. Now, Florida A&M is lifting their suspension for their famous Marching 100 band after the fatal hazing incident of 2011. So they banned them for life a year later. They're bringing the band back with a new band director. I have no comments on that, but I just wanted to make sure I shared that. Let's go to our commissioner. Let's bring her in. We have that commissioner online. How you doing, Kathleen? She's been missing. Commissioner? You've been missing, and now Kai's missing. You know, first you and Kai was missing last time, so it was way too much testosterone on the program. But since you're here now, that's cool. You're on with Daniel. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Kathleen.
Well,
how are you?
Hey, Daniel. I'm good. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm operational.
He is operational.
I was rolling so hard this Paula Deen thing. I laughed about that for weeks.
Later on in the show, we have a Paula Deen update, and we may drop my open letter to Paula Deen. So that also, you know, she's in the open letter, but I was kind of tired of people talking noise about everything, so I had to write an open letter. I know some people don't like open letters, but forget them. We're going to have an open letter on this show.
I didn't like an open letter. Wasn't that you that didn't like open letters?
No, that was Finesse. He's not here yet. That was Finesse that said he didn't like open letters. I don't know why, but he comes on the show, criticizes everybody, and he doesn't like open letters. He commits more crimes than anybody else.
I hope that she's free this afternoon and she can drop by.
Yeah, I think Daniel bumped into her. She's going to be around. You know how that goes. Oh, also in court, you know, I'm glad you're here, generally, but rapper Meek Mill was in court for violation of probation. The judge informed by his assistant district attorney that the rapper, whose real name is Robert Williams, was very active on Twitter and social media, and apparently a few of his tweets had caused some of his followers to threaten his probation officer because he violated his probation. So the judge said that Williams must complete an etiquette class by August 4th. Like, she said, you need to learn how to use social media responsibly So she sent him to a class to work on his grammar and an etiquette class. She sent him to that.
There's a lot of folks that need that class.
I'm telling you, I hope they make that public. I hope they put the class. And so Eric, she should say, and I want all your fans are responsible for doing it too, or we're going to put you 10 days in jail.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people who need that class. There's not just rappers who need that. Because, you know, our main topic, and by the way, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. Our main topic today is Olympian Lolo Jones made some comments on social media in the Trayvon Martin case, and that is our main story today. And T-Pain made some comments about Kanye West in Us Weekly. So we're going to talk about those two things and just wanted to let you know what our main stories are going to be today. Now, last week's show, we talked about TLC and the Lopez family was complaining about some Japanese singer saying Left Eye's part in Waterfalls. So they did a remix to it for their anniversary, and the Japanese version had the singer on there. And actually, I played a clip from the last show, and, you know, Kai and Finesse, and both of them not here. I think they skipped out on purpose because they knew this was not going to be a good day for both of them. Watch Kai call in. But they thought it was a little disrespectful that they didn't notify the family of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Now, I said, since you didn't get anything from T-Boz, you're listening to gossip, so we should wait, and I don't think that's how it works. So T-Boz released her response about the tribute. She was tweeting about the tribute. She said, it's a tribute to Lisa in her lyrics. Don't believe the hype. Plus, this is the Japan's homage to her. Y'all better learn. We're not allowed to play Lisa's version. We weren't allowed the rights. She said we couldn't do that. You don't know what you're talking about. She's responding to different tweets, by the way. So when people kept saying they shouldn't have used it without her permission, they weren't allowed to use it in a different country without the rights. She said, you don't know what you're talking about. Bless your heart. You'll see it soon enough. In Lisa's words, it's a tribute, not replace. It wasn't a replacement. And she says, oh, we know the truth. You little birdies, just wait and see. The family was told, boom, is what she said. So everybody kept having these comments about how they were wronging Lisa Lopez and her family and all of that. And so since T-Boz came out and corrected it and we talked about it last show, I felt we should talk about it and correct it. Now, I just want to let you know, we're going to take a break and come back. We're listening to Black on Black Crime. You can call in and join us at area code 909-265-9189. Wait, before I take a break, did you guys want to comment on that? I know you both wasn't here last show. So the story was I did play the version of Waterfalls that T-Boz and Chili was on, but it was their original version. And they played, a Japanese artist actually did the Lisa Left Eye Lopez portion of that show. I'm not sure if you guys heard that version.
Did she do it in English or in Japanese?
She did it in English, but I didn't really understand it. So it kind of was broken English, and I don't know what parts may have been Japanese. I can't really say that all of it was in English. But she's a really, really, really big star. I mean, she does big stadium stuff in Japan, so she's no – they didn't get some scrub to do that either.
Incidental pun, it was supposed to be a tribute to T-Boz to Left Eye or to TLC. What?
Well, they had their 20th anniversary of the album, of the releasing of the album. So, you know, of course, the movie is coming out on VH1, the TLC – I don't know what it's called, but it's the TLC story. And they released their 20th anniversary album. So when they released it with some of the cuts. And, you know, sometimes they do remixes. It's just kind of how the business is that they do remixes. But apparently, since it's on the internet, that some people kind of said, well, they're disrespecting Lisa because she wasn't there. Matter of fact, I'll play it into our break just so that you guys can hear it. But it's nothing over the top.
If they released some type of disclaimer, they could have avoided all of that, but obviously they didn't think people would trip on it.
They don't have to, though. It's the record company. They don't own the rights to it, and so I don't think any of them wrote that song. Lisa wrote her part. That's why she has to get approval through her estate, but the record company, LaFace, I think Babyface wrote it. Whoever wrote that song, they have, the publishers have the rights to that song. So when the record company says we're going to start releasing anniversary CDs and stuff, that's not the artist that does that. They may ask them, or they may tell them what they're going to do, but they don't have a right to say that you can't do it. They're not making side money. They're not selling them out the trunk of their car.
Yeah.
So they didn't even re-record it, which is the irony of it. They never re-recorded it. Their vocals are all the same. So it's nothing big. Like I said, I think it's a big to-do about nothing. That would be my take on it.
I just really love that song.
I used to love the video, too.
Huh?
Oh, man.
I used to love the video, too.
Yeah, TLC, I'm just glad to see, them getting some kudos and attention and the movie coming out. It seems like every time something like this is coming up for an artist, there's all, everybody's trying to create some kind of a scandal around it instead of just letting
it. And they didn't. And that's why I'm saying, that's why we do Black on Black Crime, right? So the fact is that you're overanalyzing and criticizing black people. She came out with her response and said, mind your business. But I just wanted to say that because Finesse, who was not here at the moment, was one of those people. Well, Finesse did say, because we are in the music business, that the company can do what they want. But his case was they should have told the family. And T-Boss said, we did tell the family. So there was no controversy there. And we're not going to even play any commercials. We're going to play Waterfalls again so that you guys can hear it. And then we'll come back after this. All right. So we'll be right back. Watch on Black Crime. Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. Our call-in number is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And we're on with our commissioner, Kathleen. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right. And we kind of lost Daniel doing the waterfalls. Actually, Daniel's back. Daniel, I thought maybe, since we played this song, that he needed a moment.
You got one away.
Funny man.
You were out there chasing waterfall.
Oh, see, that's a flag on the commissioner. She had to do that, did she, Daniel? That's a doggone shame. All right, so now, was that bad? Like, were they disrespecting Lisa Lopez in that? I couldn't really make out what she was talking about, but
I understand half the lyrics, so I mean, hey.
I am going to mute myself today because I have said at least 15 Black on Black Crimes since the show started in my head. I'm in the doghouse. I'm in the, whatever. Not the doghouse, but there's a black on
no,
black
you're
crime
fine.
Right there.
If you knew how many black on black crimes was going on when you were gone last week, you would be here, just doing half the show with crimes. They just went buck wild while you was gone.
When you're not here, Kathleen, you have to designate a commissioner while you're gone.
Oh, okay.
Sergeant and something.
Now, if you wanted to self-impose, that's fine, but you already had a timeout during the break, so you can count that. See? It's a nice show today.
Oh, okay.
That means
thank
that,
you.
See, that means that there's no black-on-black crime happening here. Now, the first thing that we want to talk about on black-on-black crime, rapper T-Pain versus Kanye West. Now, T-Pain was in U.S. Weekly. He said that Kanye was uncouth. Now, in a recent interview, Fahim Rashad Najim, this is his real name, but his stage name's T-Pain, the rapper said that he will not get Kanye West's newborn daughter, Northwest, a baby gift because he said that West was uncouth. He said, what do you get the guy who already has everything? Kanye is much richer than me, so I'm not even going to try to get him or Kim a gift. He said Kanye has no coup when it comes to things like that, so when you bring him something, he'd be like, what the F is this? He said you don't want to be that person that he'll make a big scene about. So he continued to said, you don't want that. I'll start with Daniel. Daniel, what do you think about that? Like, is that reasonable for grown-up people to be calling folks out and calling them uncouth in U.S. Weekly? No. And we know this is Kanye that he's talking about, but do we still allow this as black-on-black crime?
Man.
I don't know what to say.
When you're trying to come with the baby gift and you intimidated that the stroller you bring is not first class enough. So I don't really know what to say about that. I mean, if you want to give a gift to the child, give it to the child and worry about your feelings being hurt because it's not about you. And if Kanye does the usual Kanye and is uncouth, then so be it. But you bought it in good faith. You bought it as something the child needed. It was on their list at Baby Gap or Babies R Us. So you got what it is they asked you to get. I mean, if you go by the gift registry, you can't go wrong because they themselves got together and chose that gift. So I would tell T-Pain, go to Babies R Us, pick out one of the rather expensive gifts or whatever, and do it for the child.
Well, that was his point. I think he kind of said that if you don't buy the baby, like, gold booties with a gold short set, like, he's like, I don't have that kind of money. I think is what he said. I'm paraphrasing.
Just go to the gift registry, man. That way you play it safe.
I have more of a problem with him calling him uncouth, so we'll go to Kathleen. Kathleen, what do you think about his comments about the baby gift and baby Zara and all of that?
I'm going to spell it. I-G-N-U-N-T.
Oh, God.
Ignorant.
I'm not going to even say that.
Who are you saying is ignorant? Kanye?
He asked me what did I think about the comment.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The comment.
Kanye is uncouth. I mean, you see how he behaves.
Okay, but to the judges' credit who just sentenced that fool to etiquette classes, I think we're talking another. If that's your friend, right, and I don't care what kind of running jokes about you being uncouth or not speaking well or whatever your inside jokes are, do you think it's appropriate, really, to throw somebody in front of a national media like that?
No.
That's my
point. Ignorant. It's not even ignorant. It's not uncouth. It's not, it's ignorant.
Right. We're not hating on Kanye. We know what his behavior is, and we know that some people are still mad about the Taylor Swift stuff. Who cares? I don't know her. All I'm saying is that dude was wrong for saying that, even though he said that they're friends. So,
ridiculous.
Right. Now, T-Pain also said he'll be a great father, and I think he's going to be great even if – get this part. If he has a child around enough, is what he said. I think he'll be a great father if he has the child around enough. And he said, I don't know how that worked with flights and stuff, but he'll figure it out. Now, he's saying like he's too busy to have kids. Now, I want to remind you, T-Pain has two kids. So work that out on how everybody else in the entertainment business have kids and they take responsibility. But did he throw Kanye out under the bus just by questioning the fact that he'll spend time with his kids? He had no kids, so he didn't have to spend time with them.
I don't know if he put him under the bus or he put him under the caravan.
caravan of horses and camels.
I was going to use your words because I don't usually say that one. Spell it out for me again.
I-G-N-U-N-T. Ignant.
Yeah, this is. I love this. This is kind of like that spelling bee. It's like use it in a sentence. Ignant. That's how we. That's all I need to say. All right. So I'm gonna go on record today as I'll go first. That is a black on black crime. You just can't do that, people. If you want to criticize somebody, yes, I think you can have fun and all of that good stuff. You don't call people uncouth unless you know what uncouth is. Don't call them uncouth and think that you're still friends with somebody that you call uncouth.
Especially about their baby. That's like talking about their mama.
And then talking about the baby.
It's terrible.
Right? Yes.
I hope he's listening. And if he's not, if anybody has his phone number, can you send it to me? Because what he's trying to say is that anybody with, you know, so if Beyonce is my girl and she has a baby, then I can't buy her a gift, right? So it's just ridiculous. I want to offer to
you. I was just going to say, maybe he's just being cheap.
Yeah. So what I want to offer to T-Pain is, you know, to use his creativity. He writes, right? I mean, so he can come up with something. When you have somebody that you have to get a gift for and you feel like they're the person that has everything, then you come up with something unique. And it doesn't even have to be expensive, you know, anything.
Oh,
you can dedicate something in her name. You can pay for a village, you know, how they have cows or
give the,
whatever.
Give the UNICEF.
For a village.
UNICEF.
You know, name a star in her name. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do
somebody
if you feel like they have everything. So his creativity is on an all-time low. And instead of trying to come up with something, he wants to be IG. Say it with me, fellas. IGNUNT. He just wants to be ignorant.
Ignorant. All right. And so in addition to that, I'm going to say this about the Kardashians, so this is an exemption from black-on-black crime, but I'm sure them folks have a registry. Like, find a registry, fool. If you don't know what baby registries look like, I'm sure there's something on there, and they're going to need something, right? So you
like
can't say it's a gift to – it's not a gift to Kanye for the baby. It doesn't have to be a matching wristwatch or Rolex for baby Kanye and Kanye. It's a gift for the baby. I'm sorry. I don't want to.
Every baby.
Daniel?
Get the baby an arrow and put it on her forehead. Noah.
That was just mean. All right, so.
What did he say? Get the baby an arrow and put it on her forehead? Is that
just pointed north. It stands for baby north. That's just mad.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. All right, I know. I just got the pack of off Daniel today. We have to excuse him. Vanessa's not here to provide our interjection, so Daniel's just trying to help us out.
I see.
You know what I mean? Okay.
So he gets the vicarious flag.
Is that a flaggable offense?
Go to Daniel.
Did you hear him?
Is that
he
a flag?
He asked us a flaggable offense.
Is it a flaggable offense?
It's flaggable.
It's an offensible flag and a flaggable offense.
Come on, Chadley.
Oh, man. Okay, Lavina in the chat room said that, yes, it is a black-on-black crime on T-Pain. So I think that's going to be unanimous. Actually, we don't know. Daniel, did you say it was a black-on-black crime? Lavina and Kathleen and I agree. Daniel?
If you're going to criticize him just because you're worried about how he may perceive you, I would say yes. It's not like Kanye actually did something. Had Kanye done something and then he felt intimidated about it, giving him a gift, then perhaps he may have been justified to comment about it, but not to call him names. So I would say yes.
It's definitely a crime to call somebody names. I don't care if you're friends or not. You just don't do it. All right, so let's go to the phone lines.
I wouldn't say it to any of my friends.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, you shouldn't. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think we have Lavina on. Hey, how are you? Welcome to Black on Black Crime.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's Lavinia.
Hey, how you doing?
Lavinia. You know I always mess up your name, right? It's Lavinia,
yeah, it's
people. See, that's not a black on black crime. It's just me not being able to speak English.
That's okay.
I speak other languages too. Okay. Hey, they ain't nothing but love in that. Now, okay, so you said it was a black on black crime, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at him for having that thought or that feeling. And if that was something that he said between friends that he had, you know, whatever. But don't go on a magazine and say, like, why do you have to tell a publication that your friend ain't got, that he's uncouth? Like, everybody already knows he's crazy anyway. But what makes you feel like you got to tell everybody specifically that he's not going to like your gift? And Kathleen, I loved your idea, but you know men don't think that far when it comes to getting a baby gift, like getting something dedicated. Like, that's something.
Hey, hey, hey.
T-Pain was not going to stick with that. Did you come up with that idea? I didn't hear you say it.
Raise up, guys, because
I'm not saying that men. I'm not saying that men aren't considering. I'm just saying as far as coming up in that wasn't coming up. No.
Oh, I was not getting nobody no star.
You know what? Thank you so much for that, because that was one of the other things that I was swallowing. You know, I've been swallowing a lot of comments today, and I just didn't want to say that. So I know men are not going to think of that. Most guys probably wouldn't think of that.
Most guys. No generality.
I'm not. Man. Generalize me. It ain't going to happen. Go ahead, Dave.
I'd have come up with something like that. I would have done a song about it.
See, there you're sensitive. See how that goes?
Want to hear it? Here it go.
I'm more like Rick James. See, I ain't going to really, I'm just joking. This is Rick James in his piece, cold-blooded. All right, so beyond the T-Pain thing, so while I'm at this and while we're talking about Kanye and all of this rap stuff, let's get this out of the way. Jay-Z released lyrics from his new project, Magna Carta, the Holy Grail. Right? It hit shelves and mobile devices on the 4th. So if you want to get that. But in his song, they released some lyrics where he talked about Lil Wayne. And if you don't know, Lil Wayne wrote a song where he talked about kidnapping Beyonce. And Jay-Z, in true fashion, ate him up in the song. Now, here's what it says. N-word want to kidnap wifey. Good luck with that, bruh. You must gonna hide your whole family. What do you think we wear black for? Ready for the war, ready for the war, ready. You ain't ready, you radio. NFL investigations, oh, don't make me laugh. FBI investigations, we stood up to that. Facts only, everything's real in my raps only. Every N-word is real in my clique, really. Everyone is a movie star. You got to film me. That's what Jay-Z said about Lil Wayne. Oh, and he goes on. I'm just not going to read the rest. But he goes on. And Lil Wayne, you ain't really safe. I know Jay-Z's big, but stop talking about people-wise. That's not a black-on-black crime. I just wanted to make sure I said that story while we were doing this. I thought it was kind of hot. No, I know. I think it's
I always need translation. You know, you guys made a...
Look at her.
I love rap, but I never know what on earth they're talking about. I miss it every time, almost every time. And
okay.
I know it was deep, though, Jay. I know it was deep.
No, I can sum this up. He said, if you kidnap his wife, you better hide your whole family. That means nobody's safe. I think that
that's
was the moral of that story.
Black.
Yes. He said, because you know what? We can creep, too.
I just want to know, once again, Lil Wayne never thinks before he speaks. I mean, why would you talk about somebody else's wife? And what's the point of kidnapping? Like, what's up with that? Well, no.
I'll be. Right.
Okay. So if you're really good, you don't look for words to just rhyme. You just say what you're thinking. But if you're thinking about kidnapping that man's wife and thought that was cute, apparently Jay-Z doesn't think it's cute. So
it's not
you
cute.
Can't just.
I don't think Lil Wayne is cute.
Ain't nothing cute about it.
Oh, wait. Wait, Kathleen, did you hear what she just said?
I was saying the same thing.
Is that a black-on-black crime?
It gets a pass.
Okay, I'll let you say it again. What did you say about Lil Wayne?
I said, I don't think Lil Wayne's cute.
So his actions not cute along with him is what you guys are saying. See, this is something the guys can't say. You want to talk about baby gifts and stuff. We don't say that either.
Do you want us to say it again?
I don't know. Lil Wayne is just exhausting to me. He's just one of our, I look at him like I look at Kanye. He's just one of our special entertainers. So,
you gotta let him
on and flap his arms for a while. It's okay.
Hey, all I want to say is that we really do have to look out for those who the least amongst us sometimes, and so we just can't just bash them and throw them away. I just want to say that for the record.
But we keep trying with him. Like, people keep telling him, shut your mouth, shut up. Just shut up. But he won't. So, I mean, after a while, I don't know. If he comes up missing, we'll know what happened. God bless him. God bless him.
No, Jay-Z was just letting him know. But if he does come up missing, I'm not going to say a lot of people will be looking for him. He's offended a lot of people from the Emmett Till family. So we just can't blame Jay. He's just kind of...
be a lot of I'm just saying that I wouldn't have incriminated myself in the song. Like, that's just...
Oh, no.
Don't anybody talk about sucker MCs anymore. They don't do that.
Exactly.
Didn't he stomp on or burn his flag recently?
He said it wasn't true. I guess they were trying to claim it was photoshopped. I don't know. I did see that story as well. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the show. Our main topic is going to be Olympian Lolo Jones versus the Trayvon Martin case. You know, since we're going to yell, I thought I'd save that. So we'll be back after this break. It'll be a quick one, but we'll be back.
Dove Men Plus Care presents How to Stay in Shape. Step 1. Gotta work those arms.
How was it?
Step 2. Keep those legs strong. And step 3. Don't forget your back. Dove Men Plus Care. Care for what matters.
You how good it is to have all of us under the same roof again.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Brian McDonald, Harper Stewart.
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Brian McDaniels, like to ski in Vermont.
Shut up, Harper.
Like that's dating awesome. Chocolate girls.
I'm thinking if you guys go warm each other up.
Good night. It's Christmas, and I'm willing to give, and I'm willing to receive.
Ho, ho, ho!
This is on YouTube.
Oh, damn.
Your wife is a freak.
Hey.
Can I use your phone? I can't get a signal.
The Best Man Holiday.
When we created the Acura RLX, we decided to take the other road. We believe luxury isn't about bling or flash. Courage invites critics. Go ahead. Future innovations are born from conversations. And sometimes a road that's less traveled is the one that surprises you. Introducing the Acura RLX.
Can we get busy?
Can we busy?
Can we do this?
Life moving.
Take all this echo.
Drum.
Give me some static.
You get it.
Hit me.
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. Our dialing number is 909-265-9189. We're on with the commissioner. How are you, commissioner? She has this on mute. Oh, she's dancing to James Brown, my bad. There won't be no static. We have Daniel. We have Daniel and Lavinia on. How are you guys?
That used to be Troublemaker. They don't bother me.
Oh, I think I took him off mute early. You know, when you start to party to the music, you got to be careful about that. My bad.
That's
all right.
Real.
Our main topic today is Olympian Lolo Lori Lolo Jones versus the 19-year-old witness of the Trayvon Martin case. Now, again, I know this is going to get a little hot because I don't particularly like this, but she started blasting the star witness of the Trayvon Martin case, Rachel Dentell, a friend of Trayvon Martin, who was speaking on the phone before he was killed. So Lori Jones went on Twitter and wrote, I don't even want to say this, but that she looked so irritated during the cross-examination, I burned it on DVD, and I'm going to sell it as Madea Goes to Court. This is with the light-skinned girl who complained about her looks and how everybody was beating her down, said on Twitter. Okay, I think this is a fairly obvious black-on-black crime for me, but I will let you guys go first. I would let Kathleen before I go to the internet comments.
Madea Goes to Court? First of all, what did you mean by that? I'm like, huh? I need translation.
She was she was talking about Dentell, like that Rachel was on the stand, and she was just trying to say that she looked like Madea. That's what she said.
So she looked like a man. Dressed like a woman.
Look, I don't read into that. All I'm saying is what she said. She said, I'm going to sell it as Madea Goes to Court.
Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I think that Twitter was Twitter, you said she tweeted this, right? Yeah, did you say she tweeted it?
Yes, she did.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that Twitter is probably the worst thing that has happened to celebrities since I don't know when. They just don't know when to keep their mouth shut or what to say. They all need etiquette classes. Is there room in that class? Is there room in that class that the brother's going to? Because that's just ridiculous.
That class is full.
The class is full.
She's on the wait
list. She's on the wait list.
And Lolo's on the wait list.
All right.
Like she's waiting for the medals.
So we'll let you.
Well, Twitter is just the rope that people have been given to hang themselves with. Because you would think, okay, this could go worldwide. Just think, each tweet can go worldwide. Now, let's think twice before we send this out and how this could be misconstrued. I mean, she has far too much to lose to make a comment about like this. But
she's
young,
sure did.
Obviously, dumb.
When can she learn her lesson? Okay, now, let's. Lavinia, it's your turn. Let it go.
I would like to take a picture of a chair and entitle it Lolo, Go Take a Seat, because she needs to stop. Like, seriously, I mean, the thing with Twitter is that I guess maybe she thought she was being cute and funny and that she would have a peanut gallery that would cheer her on for that. But it's like, no, honey, this ain't the time and this ain't the thing, and you're the last person that really needs to make a comment. So just let it go. You got to just keep it to yourself. The thing about Twitter is that as soon as you hit that button or whatever it is, tweet, it's out there and you can't take it back.
Yeah, that is true. Exactly. And speaking of spoken word, I think we have Finesse on. What's going on and what's up with your girl? Okay, I think we lost him. Okay. So here's some internet comments just in case you haven't heard. There's you know, of course, the social networking sites just blew up and went crazy, right? And since they went crazy, I took some of the calmer responses to this. So here's the first one. I know Lolo Jones ain't throwing shade on Rachel. That was the first one. The next one said, jokes obviously aren't your forte. Focus on cleaning up those hurdles and shutting the F up. They were getting a little bit worse. And it said, funny thing is she's mocking Rachel for her dark skin size, yet two dark black women smoked her ass on track last year like somebody was mad at her. And another one said, how classless of you to mock a young girl who's experienced trauma in your privilege, but will never know. And they didn't use but. I just didn't want to cuss twice. And the other one says, you're one classless hussy. I think they were not getting better. And they said she really needs to stop. She came from the hood and was homeless and still is making those comments. And another one just said, sounds like she might need security. Security? I think she's going to need security. So once she did that, her social media stuff just went off the grid. I don't know what she was going to do about that.
Everybody could be a comedian nowadays. And you got to think twice about it. Is the laugh worse the backlash?
She's already a national figure, for one. And when you're in the Olympics, you need public relations people. Twitter is getting everybody in trouble. And so if you don't understand how to contain yourself when you're a public figure, I don't know what to tell you. But let's go out to the phone lines. Hold on. We have a call. Welcome to Black on Black Crime.
Can you hear me
finesse.
Now?
Oh, you was on mute then when I did that. Did you have us on mute?
No, I didn't have you on mute. That's probably you and the commissioner plotting some stuff, and I ain't even on the show yet.
I didn't recognize the number, so when I hit it, I was like, this must be finesse. Nobody said, forget you. Your girl Lolo Jones is in some deep water.
Nah,
so don't
girl.
Come on here
she
acting
got,
like
nah,
you're going to
nah,
get some sympathy first.
Girl. Look.
Oh, you lied.
I dropped her off my Twitter the minute she posted that. None of that is funny.
Did you really?
I blocked everything, anybody that was talking about that chick, and I put it on Facebook. If I catch you talking about that chick and that from that trial, I was dumping you, and I sure did. That's nothing about that is funny. Absolutely
yeah.
nothing.
Yep. And the only reason I even remotely laugh is because I'm laughing at her, but for trying to make everybody feel sorry, going on crying, saying people talking about her because of her looks, and she's going to do that. And so she showed her hand, and a lot of those Twitter comments was just saying, you're showing your damn privilege now just from you taking shots at her. That's not funny.
Well,
and, go ahead.
It was a lot of black media and folks that were in black media, and there were a lot of people that was going on about Rachel, and it was sad. It just shows that we have an issue with color in our own community. And it's just sad that we would even talk about something like this, that this has become a sidebar to the trial, and it has fed into what white people think and how they act, because they have used this, and now this has become part of the media. It's sad. I don't tolerate any of that. That's not even funny at all.
Right, and the only reason I'm recovering it, because I want to blow her out for doing this. So UrbanDaily.com wrote in their article about Jones, who tore out a page from the Miseducation of the House Negro, managed to, in 140 characters or less, alienate and offend people who previously supported her. Note to Miss Jones, Rochelle is not the stereotype you are. From now on, when people make assumptions about light-skinned privilege and lack of empathy for women who don't meet standard acceptability criteria, you will be pointed at as a perfect example. That's what they wrote. So I am proud of them for stepping up. And
what makes this so bad is that we defended her and came to her last year or whenever that little Olympics were. And then she turns around, and like you say, she do the same thing. There's no apology, there's nothing. You should know better, period. And whatever the commission said about this Twitter thing, I agree. These folks is getting, and they're doing it because they get endorsements. That's another form of selling out for money. But it's just, there's no excuse anymore.
Right. I think she crossed the line bad. Fantasia wrote, when people start making comments about Rachel, Fantasia wrote, sad that an innocent young man lost his life to the hands of another man, and here it's someone doing what they can for justice, and now she's being crucified. The worst part of all, mostly by her own people. Please stop hating. I've dealt with this type of hate before for far too long, to the point that I'm numb to it, but this young lady deserves better. She said, we have to deal with it because we're celebrities, is what she's pretty much saying. She said, she is doing a deed in support of justice for Trayvon. Give her a little more respect to make it easy. If you can't say anything positive, don't say anything at all. And so I just want to shout out Fantasia on that one. I don't have any other comments. You guys can jump in if you want to, but I don't have any other comments on this. I just thought it was just sad that she came out and did that. And I know it didn't it didn't fester through the news yet, but it will come through the cycles because she just did it recently.
It's already made it. It's made it. It's out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She is going to regret that, like, beyond belief. Just for everything that's being said, she's going to have a problem.
She sure is, because she could have had the first Finesse Demps Jr. She blew that.
She could have had it all.
Could have had it all.
Could have had it.
She could have arrived.
Exactly. All right, well, being that she messed up, that would be her problem. And also, we have one more that just says, Miss Gentile, no matter what the outcome, you stood your ground well, and they might not view it as a strong point now, but people go to bed every night knowing that they disrespected you and not said a damn word like when people disrespect you. So march on, young warrior, march on is what they said. But that's true. When people disrespect other people, they don't go say anything. They just clam up and say, well, they shouldn't say that, but she kept it moving. And I think the comment was pointed towards the badgering that she took on the witness stand. And I said this before, I am kind of proud of her for her to say, that question is retarded. I love that she said that, because the prosecutor, the defense just said, what did you say? And she said, I said your question was retarded. So, big shout out to her.
Only in Florida, only in Florida.
That would be retarded, sir.
And we also have to keep in mind that even at age 19, she's still a child. I mean, that's a lot. She lost a friend very close to her. Listen to what he went through just before he was murdered, and now she's being on the stand in front of the entire world. And she has to go through this for not just hours, but a couple of days. And that defense attorney is an idiot anyway. And the way that the things that he did, and, like, people are, like, wanting to focus on the fact that she was rolling her eyes. Let me tell you something. You keep asking me the same question over and over, and then when you ask me the fifth time, you turn your back on me and walk away while I'm trying to answer. Yeah, I'm asking you, are you listening this time? Seriously, like, she did a lot better as a 19-year-old than I would have done as an adult.
Oh, you're not lying. And I have to agree with that.
Is the commission on the line?
Yes, commission's there.
Because I have a serious question to ask her. As regard to the preparation, because in my mind, I don't think the prosecution, did a good job of preparing her for this. So I wanted to know what the commission thought, because she's been around that and seen it. What is her thoughts on that?
Oh, my goodness. I've wanted to be a television attorney forever. Thank you for this. Here's my chance.
Oh, God. No.
Well,
before I mute both,
Kathleen,
yeah.
Williams reporting for Black on Black Crime on the Straight One. Anyway, sorry.
Our court correspondent.
So I know, sorry, court correspondent for BOBC Radio. Anyway, I don't think that she was prepped. And what I'm going to tell you, what I've seen a lot of, is that they may even, in cases where the defendant is Black, the victim is Black, all that, a lot of times they don't even prep you. They don't bring you in for prep. They try to do something over the phone, or they come in and they rush you in and rush you out, and not really give you a whole lot of preparation to talk about, you know, what you are going to be asked and how you should answer the question. You know, from what I viewed of her, there were a couple of things. She of course, like, was just that she's 19 years old, right? So there needed to be a lot of time spent with her and explaining to her what they wanted her to deliver on the stand. And basically they probably just said, you know, tell the truth as you told us, you know, and try not to get into any arguments, because they may try to, you know, they may try to whatever, get you upset or, you know, discredit you as a witness. So try not to let them get you upset, you know, stay calm, because she was very, very subdued, you know, she was very subdued. I don't know if that's her character or not. And then she was probably, you know, it's being filmed. There's, you know, like you said, the world is watching. So she was obviously nervous as well. But to me, I think she did an incredible job But I do think that she probably needed to have, which I don't think she had, she probably needed to have her own attorney. She needed to have her own counsel, somebody that was going to do witness prep specifically for her. And sometimes when these prosecutors go in, and this is Florida, right, I don't know necessarily how much money they're going to put into presenting their case. How much money, how much time, and also when the witnesses are African American and young, how much real attention and hand-holding they do with the witness, and they really do need to do that if they want to be able to prove their case and if they want to protect the witness, which in this case it didn't look to me like they really cared. So,
Okay, and I know that's your professional opinion, but here is mine, because I want to say this really quickly, that I thought that she did a great job herself, like personally. I'm saying you're saying that they didn't prep her, but you think she did a great job. I am saying that they didn't really need to prep her either, because in this particular case, I think the prosecution, I guess in trying her, they probably, or in having her understand, if you look too coach, that she may have not pulled off a good acting job or something. So they may have been worried about that. But there are some cultural issues that happens when it comes down to it, and that's why I believe that you should probably have some black people on the jury, which they don't have, because it's always lost in translation. So just very fundamentally, I think she did a great job, because she said when they tried to trip her up by saying, how come you said this over here and said this over there, what her response was very key if you just kind of look at it from the outside in. She said, I didn't tell Trayvon's parents' attorney anything, because I said I'm saving it for the police. That's what she said. I didn't tell him. So to say you withheld information, how come you didn't say that the first time in your statement? Because I was waiting for the police to contact me so I can tell them what happened. She even kept all of that stuff to herself so it didn't go out on TV on television news. Go ahead.
That stuff you talked about, I understand that. But there are certain things. For instance, I think it was a defense attorney asked her to read something. You know, they should have known that she can't read cursive. There are things that they should know, and I agree with Kathleen, because especially in we're talking Florida. When you're talking about,
you're not
going
to teach her to read cursive, and that's just nitpicking her. So
no,
I just want to say that she speaks three languages fluently. So if they would have brought a translator up for her, then it would have gave them a different impression of her competence anyway. So they weren't there to prove that she was smart.
I'm not saying that at all. Well, there's a difference in appearance in courts in the South than is it in the North. Had they been preparing her beforehand to deal with that situation, there are certain things that I saw, that I felt, and that's why I wanted to ask Kathleen, because she's been in the court.
I ain't really sweating her on this. I'm just telling you that, and for the record, I just got my jury notice a couple of days ago. But I'm going to tell you that in just looking at that generally, you're talking about how that looked in preparation to how they get a message across. And I am telling you that in looking at her delivery, it didn't make me flinch one bit. It's all the fools that are critiquing what she should have said at whatever particular time. But overall testimony, she gets a B-plus to me because she made the point. There's only three witnesses in her that makes this case.
For the wrongness,
there's only three witnesses.
But there are certain things to me that they should have prepared her for, because the whole thing hinges on her testimony, not anybody else's but hers.
Okay. Yep, and I think she did a great job. You can't send her to Toastmasters and say, we want you to speak like this, speak slower.
Just have her prepared. Ask Kathleen.
Right.
Kathleen, know what I'm talking about?
You act like I don't know what you're talking about. I do debate prep. I've been doing political campaigns for eons.
You could do
debate. So we do debate prep.
When you
do media
and
you – I know I am, but here's the thing. All I'm saying is that when you prepare somebody for something, if they can't handle it, it makes your case look worse than them looking authentic. And that is a part of whatever strategy they may or may not have had for her to be authentic, because if they would have put words in her mouth, it may not have come out the same way. So I'm saying
you don't
that
have
even,
to. You don't have to put words in the mouth. You don't. And when you're talking about a courtroom where your jury is all white, and you're talking about how the message gets lost in translation, there's a way that they could have prepped her to say, handle it like this instead of doing it like this. I'm not saying taking anything away from her, tell her what to say. I'm talking about you have to be prepared. That's like going into play a football game, and you say, well, we know they're going to do this, but we don't plan for that play.
See, and this is why we do black on black crime. There was no specific white litmus test on how you handle sterile environments and situations.
Okay.
Whatever to that.
I used to think that way too until I lived down south.
Well, you know, I don't know anything about that, but all I'm going to say is this, is that, yes, there are ways that you can handle it, and I think she did a great job, so I'm not going to critique her on how they should have prepped her one way or another, because to me, the white woman sealed it when she said, I saw Zimmerman on top of him, and then I turned around or whatever, heard a gunshot, and I saw him get off him. That's all I really needed.
And that was a good one, too.
So if you don't want to believe the black girl, believe the white girl, because that, if that's what they're hanging on, I'm sure that playing back that transcript will not help some MMA wrestling and who hit who first. When she asked them three times what's going on, and Zimmerman ignored her, and then the last thing he said after he shot him was just dial 911, I think that sealed her fate. I mean, because fundamentally, all Rachel said was this. When he was on the phone with me, he said, this guy's coming up behind me. And the defense kept asking, well, if he was coming up, didn't he have to step to him? But it was fundamental. She said, what? Like, if somebody's coming up behind you, you're not walking towards them. So she put it in context on what was going on in that action, and we can care less if she reads, writes, spells. We don't care. The fact is that she said while she was talking to him, she never changed that part of her. She never changed any part of that story to say he was coming up from behind him, and obviously Trayvon stopped because the next words that came out of his mouth is, "What do you want?" But he wasn't walking backwards. So I think that if you put it in context for a timeline, I think it might be easier to put, opposed to focusing on this bull about whatever her writing, reading skill stuff is. That's what I think is actually the crime of overanalyzing what she should have done in her prep. But in that note, I guess I digress. Because for finesse, I'm doing an open letter today. So get your head wrapped around that. Because that open letter is from people talking about her and all these other things about these cases. Anyway, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. I didn't mean to go off on that too much. You're listening to Black on Black Crime. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189.
You do realize that's 909, right?
Yes, that must be whoever has us on speaker has us on echo. So I'll try to – here's what I'll do. I'll mute everybody one by one, and we'll try to see who the echo is coming from. Do you have us on speaker?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, so we'll check. Let's see. If you're playing the internet version as well, it'll have a delay from the live version. So anyway, Daniel or Kathleen, you want to jump in on this before we move to another subject? Because we're going to follow Dean next. So
y'all handled that one quite well.
He's like, I don't want no part of this.
I just feel like you rained on my whole legal analysis parade, so I'm real pissed right now. That's all. I'm like, here's my opportunity to be court correspondent, and you do away.
He just discredited you like you were an attorney or lawyer. Yeah, I saw that. That should be a flag.
Great job, Kathleen.
That should be a flag.
You did a great job, Kathleen. My reigning on Finesse's parade, even in asking the question, like sometimes in asking the question is a black
on black
crime.
You weren't
reigning
on my parade. You were not running on my parade, because you know why? Because I know what happens in the South Courts. And I heard from our expert legal representative on BOBC, and she confirmed.
Uh-huh.
So you can say whatever you want to say.
Yeah, both got a problem. Because I'm going to tell you this, great analysis, and that's not kissing up, Kathleen, I just want you to know. But
oh, yeah, it is, because now he don't want that big check to come in the mail for that fine. You don't discredit.
I'm not
you don't discredit.
Fine. That's just wrong.
Legal representation.
Well, hey,
all right,
I've
you're
li- about my whole life, and I haven't seen it like that. But you know, I've never been to court, so.
See, okay, so
well, that's a conversation for another time.
What? Oh, why it got to be a conversation for another time?
Because we could discuss court cases, and I could bring up some ones in the South.
No, I'm just saying, Daniel's in the South.
Yeah.
Why ain't nobody saying that?
Well, Daniel's in Texas. Let me bring up some from Florida.
No. We're not even bringing nothing up. All right, you're listening to Black on Black Crime, because we have to talk. We're going to talk. We're still talking South, because you know we're going Paula Deen, because you kind of defended her last time, but anywho.
And I still am, because she was honest. I don't care.
Vanessa and Love Doug on my. Give him medication. You know, Kathleen's a nurse too, so Kathleen, if you need to prescribe something for Vanessa, make it hot.
I will say this. This woman, she was asked a question, and I've seen white folks who said, no, I didn't kill that black man, or no, I didn't do this to a black man, and lie. Then 50 years later, the truth comes out. She sat there, she told the truth. I can't get mad at her because of that. Because, again, in the South, I know they say that all
care.
The time.
Finesse. We don't care what her truth is. Here's the Paula Deen update, because I want to talk about Paula Deen. Now, the case of Paula Deen was why she was getting dropped by everybody. So Paula Deen lost more supporters last week. She currently was dropped by Sears, JCPenney's, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Smithfield, the Food Network, Caesars Entertainment, the casino folks, QVC, and she was also dropped by her publisher after the pre-orders already put her at number one. The publisher canceled her new book deal, and they said they will not print it. Now,
but that's on them.
Wait a minute. But since she got dropped, she was dropped after she said a punchline to a racist joke when she was in her interview with Matt Lauer. Now, the issue is not Paula Deen and her using the N-word. I don't care. I don't care jack about her. What I'm saying to you is we're talking about caring about whether she should be losing her deals or not, and people defending her, and we're getting people like Jesse Jackson and everybody saying that they want to talk to Paula Deen. So Paula Deen said, I is who I is, and apparently around white circles, that is a racist joke someplace. And so if you never heard it, because I never heard it, I asked my brother, my mother, I asked everybody black who I knew, and nobody really heard this joke. So I'm about to tell it. It's offensive and it's racist, but you will see why all the white companies started dumping her when she said this as she was apologizing for not being racist. She's getting sued for being racist, not for saying the N-word. Now, here's the joke. There's a black and a white guy. They're debating over whether God is black or white. The white guy says there's only one way to find out, so that is to pray. So they go up on the hill and they pray. Finally, they hear a voice, and the voice says, I am what I am. The white guy jumps up and says, ha, I told you, God is white. The black guy jumps up and says, what do you mean? That didn't prove anything. So the white dude said, yes, it did, because if he was black, he would have said, I is what I is. Now, that is the racist joke. And so when she said, I is what I is, she was sending a signal, and all the white folks got offended. So regardless on whether black folks got offended or not, that's why she lost it. So y'all cannot be offended about her using the N-word if you want to. Go ahead.
And here's the whole thing. I didn't care. And you're saying I'm on her side. I defended her for telling the truth. I'll say this again. Let those people who make those decisions, like the Food Network, they canceled her. I was great. I'm happy with it. All these other people that dropped her, because that's what's needed to happen. But as far as marching and sitting down and talking to them, no, because I could care less, because I know that's the attitude of the South.
Right. Okay. So somebody's been indoctrinated. Kathleen, are you up? You can have a piece of this, or because we'll get Daniel from the South and Lavinia on, and you guys both can give us comments on that if you like.
Well, I what I'm hearing Finesse say is that he's defending her for telling the truth, or he's honoring her. Finesse, if I can tweak what you're saying a little bit.
Thank you, counselor.
Twitter,
yes, you may.
That he is honoring the racist woman for telling the world that she was racist.
Exactly.
Finesse has been co-opted.
I'm not being co-opted.
In that,
hey, counselor.
in telling us all that he is honoring the racist woman for telling the world that she is racist, he is allowing for truth and justice to prevail.
Thank you.
In response to her actions. Not that she is not entitled to justice for what she's done, but that because she has admitted to being a racist, we're going to say, you know, well done, racist white woman. Thank you for telling us what we already knew, but here is your punishment, and you are entitled to it, and you deserve it, and just do, you did the crime, racist woman, now you do the time.
Exactly. So all this stuff that's happened to her, she brought it on herself.
Okay. And, Daniel?
And so then you can send me, you know, you can send my check later. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sending you a fat check today. You've been so great, counselor. Oh, you're getting a fat check today. I'm paying all my fines. I'm never going to say another bad word. Woo, counselor's on point today.
Okay.
Let me send you some cash, too. I'm going to send you some cash and some jewelry.
Lord knows I need it. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, up next. Go ahead.
Hello.
I think Lavinia was going to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, yeah, I have nothing really to say about it. Like, it's not my concern. I stay out of it. Like, the Jesse Jackson, I told Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all the people that jumping in the ring. For once, I don't have to, there was no outcry from people like me. There's no black people outcry, and she gets what she got. I'm like, okay, good. So I am not hands off.
That's
first time we didn't have to say
something. 2-0.
Whatever. There you go.
Yeah, what
hands
a,
off.
Two to zero. Thank you, Commissioner number two.
I think I have a vote here, too, but being that I am part of it, I'm so glad y'all have me on the program. I've had
you got some friends on this show.
Hear and listen to all y'all have said, and I know that I felt it myself. And I just want y'all to forgive me. I didn't mean nothing by it. I just don't understand. I just thought it would be more forgiving, especially down here in the South where I'm from. We forgive and love
everything. Mm-hmm. Y'all can have
it. Understand?
Okay, Paula, can I ask you a question? I just want to ask a quick question. How much do you like finesse right now? You what?
Uh-oh.
Paula's breaking up on us.
No, they turned off the cell phone. They turned off
Paula. Oh, is that what it was?
Cell phone company.
Yeah, Sprint canceled it. Sprint canceled it.
AT&T contract with us?
Sprint said, oh, no, you don't.
Your sponsors are cold. All right, well.
We'll mute that right there.
One more sponsor.
Yeah,
<down the street.
laughs> All right. So since Paula got dropped, here's what I'm gonna do. I am gonna.
Wait, you gotta get Daniel's thoughts first. We ain't already heard enough of you today, buddy.
Whatever to you. Somebody's about to get put on mute. I think they're about to get Dwight Howard up in this piece.
Oh my God!
Is that what you're going for? Or do you want to just get traded?
Hey,
Daniel, what's going on, bro? What happened?
How y'all doing? I don't know.
She's back.
Hung up the phone. I think it was Bubba. Bubba, you calm down now over there. You got me in enough trouble.
He is what he is.
Oh, I thought you were talking to
Finesse.
Oh well, no. Go ahead. If you want to make a comment, that's fine. We'll let you go on this one since Paula is obviously. Siding with Finesse. That's Finesse woman today. He went and dropped Lolo Jones, and he sided with Paula because that's how they are in the South.
The commissioner summed it up quite well. She put her own foot in her mouth. I'm not gonna get mad at her. At least, I would rather know somebody it feels like that, so I can make my decision of whether or not to avoid them. And what she did was. Not once. I didn't even hear this new thing you said, the joke. So she continued to put her foot in her mouth. Now, you can't tell me behind closed doors that these white folks don't feel this way. They just don't want it in public and to be associated with it. So they had to make a decision of what they wanted to do, and that's great. What I don't like, and Lavinia said it too, I don't like these other fools jumping on her bandwagon and try to help her. For what?
That's my point. Why is anybody trying to help her is the point.
Well,
right.
I'm just glad she admitted it. That's all.
You admitted it. Oh, thank you, Paula. Appreciate it. Now you out of business.
Like I said, I'm not glad either way. It don't even, I ain't got nothing for her. But here's the thing. I just want to get you guys caught up. We're talking about Paula Deen, and I want to do this really quickly because I'm going to actually do open letter because it seems like this was going in the wrong direction for me, but we're going to play an open letter just in case you don't know. No, it seems to be because Finesse is jumping back on the fact that he don't like Paula Deen now. He was siding with the fact that she's just
that
old
week.
Southern white woman,
I
understand. I understand.
No,
who cares?
I
don't nobody
in
like
the
her.
South, they doing the South?
You can't keep excusing the South. That ain't.
But it's the
you
truth.
Can't excuse
you can't
the
sit
South.
Here and say that. You can't sit here and tell me that we don't live in three different countries. We do. It's different in the South.
Okay,
and anybody from the South will admit that. Can I get Daniel to say what it is in the South?
That's why Finesse. The South shall rise again.
That's what y'all worried about. Finesse and his girl. All right, so here's what the case is. So if you want to really know what's going on in the Paula Deen case, it's not really about the N-word. Here's what happened. She's getting sued by a former manager and about how they were treating black folks in the restaurant. It has nothing. It's not just the N-word, but her brother Bubba asked a black driver and security guard, do you wish that you could rub all the black off you to be like me? You look dirty, and I wish that you could, is what Bubba said in a statement. He also said, I wish I could put all those N-words in the kitchen on a boat back to Africa. He said about the president, they should send him to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico so he could N-word rig it. And he also said that he shook an employee and said, uh-huh. F your civil rights. You work for me and my sister Paula Deen. Now,
oh, Jerome,
that is
Bubba was just
that
running.
Is,
he was just playing. He didn't mean that at all.
Who's doing that?
Uh-huh. That's why Paula Deen's about to get muted. And so, all right. So on that note, we are now going to our segment. Here's an open letter. You know, I just thought I'd do a little something to let y'all know. Since last week, Finesse had his little weight on the show, and we gave him a little bit of room to defend Paula Deen and all this other thing. So for all the things that are going on in the world, we figured that we run an open letter. Just remember, you know, for Finesse, you know, I had to get Jay-Z on this. I had to get everybody in on this just so that you didn't think that I was just by myself. Here's a little open letter for you.
To my people from Atlanta to Savannah, Esprit sending signals around the planet. Crazy mixed up, still I gotta have it. South, east, northwest, what's in the name, yo? I had to step into the game, coach. Game six, step back, nothing but net, though. Feel the heat from the streets, rejected Clarence. You wanna hate, go look into the mirror. I tried to tell you, use your mind to see the fixed zone in the seat to distort history. You don't need to pay a fee. Why don't black crime? It's not on your mind, it's on TV. Here's a gift full of facts with no tax. I got this, Paula Deen needs the pack. Nigga, don't make me wanna look up and smoke. Nat Turner scream, well, what do you want? Funny thing is not a joke. You can say what you want, but don't forget to vote. The Civil War and colors, folks. If that book had a way, they'd be still docking boats.
Yeah.
I digress, I need a minute. Hollywood white cook down and Jamie Foxx ain't in it.
Oh, baby, you the blood, it's hot.
Now let that beat knock. N-word about to start a revolution. Pastor Tyson said Miss Master wouldn't do this. Would a racist let a black man in? She just like another mother to her Negro friend. Listen up, don't wanna say it again. Bill Maher wanna talk, Wayne Brady has a pen. I know the freedom to speak made you rich. Did you watch Chappelle's show? He'll choke him.
Oh, the look was so, oh, it was just so beautiful.
seeing all the colors, I mean, the slaves dressed like they did back in the 1860s. It was immaculate. Just them in their whites and blacks, and it just was so beautiful to behold. I just was afraid, though, that if we did something like that, people would misunderstand it. So I lost my friends like I lost my clothes. I keep my colors and whites separate. I don't believe in mixing the colors.
Okay, there you go. That is your open letter for the day. She don't believe in mixing colors, finesse. That's your people. Just wanted to share
I
that
wanna
with you.
I want to sign you. I want to. Where's the deal? I'm signing you right now. Let's go into the office.
First of all, I just really had to blow Drake out of the water for actually getting kicked out of the Heat's locker room. And I wanted to say to Paula D, it is White Cook Down, not White Hook Down. So just so y'all know, that was White Hook Down, and Jamie Foxx is not in it. So just so you know, the black on black crime. I just thought I'd share that for you because last time couldn't get the point across because Finesse was defending her way too much. That was Finesse.
It was funny. Love it.
All right. What's up, Daniel? I think Daniel's still on. Everybody is off mute if they don't know. I think Finesse has us on mute. did I lose Finesse? Daniel?
Okay.
Yeah, Finesse. That music that you hear in the back, that's Finesse. You know, but anyway. So I just want, Anyway, so I wanted to make sure that we got an open letter in so that Finesse can stop hating on everybody. And really quick.
I'm so happy you're home, Dan.
Sorry.
Say that again? Oh. Okay. Now, in the world of news and entertainment, I just want to say Queen Latifah's show is scheduled for September 16th with Overbrook, as Will Smith's company, and Sony. That's coming out. Will Smith is not returning for the Independence Day sequel, the fourth sequel, and it's a part two story of they have Independence Day Forever, part one and part two. And the director said that he can't afford Will Smith. He don't have enough money. Whoopi Goldberg is the star and is executive producer of a family ensemble called A Day Late and A Dollar Short. And it's based on a Terry McMullen book. Have you ever heard of that, Kathleen?
No, I have not.
Yep. It's a Lifetime original movie. And so Goldberg is going to play the monarch of the family. A Day Late and A Dollar Short, just in case you haven't heard it. Oh, by the way, an iced tea is coming out with Iceberg Slim, but that's a whole other story. We won't even go there. And in a feature I did not do on Black Crime, let's see if Finesse is back. See if he has us off mute yet. You know, Finesse likes to talk during the show. Okay, nope, that sounds like Muzak to me. All right, so we're still on mute. Oh, great job on that, Daniel. You know, so Jay-Z, Timbaland, all of them came together just to put together that track, just for the response to that nonsense that we've been getting. I just want to share that. I may take it out in the archives, but I just want to play it on the show live.
That
is good. I know Kathleen's going to yell about that if I take it out the archives.
Yeah.
See, I started to let you put it on professional style, but I figured it was too much cussing in it. I didn't get a chance to beep it all out.
It worked for me.
Hey, no, it's cool. Oh, by the way, we have a new segment on the show called Negro of the Week. And our Negro of the Week is played by a former... See, Finesse needs to be here for this feature. Negro of the Week, because there's a lot of people that could... that could have done this. Okay, Finesse is still not back. But our Negro of the Week now is Stacey Dash. I know we had her on the program before, committing a black-on-black crime. But she took to Twitter. Now, the former Clueless star defended Paula Deen on Thursday, and she wrote, "Only God can judge your heart. By the way, my daughter loves your show. That's the only way she can get me to cook. It's for her to watch some racist lady cook on TV who can't cook." Okay. Stacey Dash said the only way that her daughter can get her to cook is for her to watch Paula Deen on TV. You're gonna learn today. That's all I want to say.
So is this why we can use the word Negro?
Exactly. That is exactly where that comes from, Daniel.
Because we can't use the C word.
Oh, that's true. But, well, yeah, matter of fact, we could have used that. We could have used that for Stacey Dash, but, you know, I try not to commit black-on-black crimes on black-on-black crime. And by the way, if you want, what'd you say?
No, I got you.
Oh, okay. So if you want to check us out, you can check us out in the archives at sfreeradio.soulofsyracuse.com on BOBC. You can write us at Black on Black Crime, that's BOBC at soulofsyracuse.com. That is what you're listening to. And, you know, I just want to get another story out of here before we kind of got out of here. You know, my system is still jacked up there, Kathleen. Remember we were having board problems?
Yes.
Before on your show? Yeah. They're still going on. Just wanted to put that out there. Just on the behind the scenes of the show. That's why it's taking so long for this stuff to queue up. But we're still having black on. We still have. That's black on black crime, isn't it? For them to do that just on black shows?
It is.
Okay. Well. All right. So since we couldn't play a game of black or white today, I just thought we will do. We did get a chance to do our Negro of the Week. We'll do a feature. So if you guys find a Negro of the Week, you can send that to bobc@soulofsyracuse.com, and we will highlight them. I know Daniel didn't like that.
It's a black on black crime to not do black on white. Black or white.
Oh. Oh, you know, and here's a new story. Speaking of black or white. Daniel, I don't know if you heard the story, but we'll do this and we're gonna go on our outro to this story. But there was a woman, or there was a guy who called the police after he saw his mother on TV when she robbed a bank. Is that person black or white? Is the guy black or white? He saw his mother on TV on a bank surveillance camera and called the police to say that was his mother that robbed the Bank of America. Now, is he black or white? Daniel doesn't know.
I'm trimming back to black.
Okay. Kathleen, is he black or white?
That is a white boy. Because you don't call anybody and tell them on your mama doing any such thing.
Daniel didn't see that coming. Daniel, would you tell your mama if she robbed the bank?
I'm just saying.
No.
Unless you're going to sit outside with a cigarette on the front step telling me she's going to kill me anyway, so they as well just take me to jail.
Kathleen, I tried to go slow. Daniel did not see that coming. You don't tell on your mama, boy.
You don't tell on your mama.
He saw her on TV, called the police while she was at his house, and they picked her up from his house.
No, baby.
Hey,
that ain't
Kathleen. Kathleen, what else would she have been charged with? What else would she be charged with besides robbing a bank?
Murder.
In front of the police.
that is what I'm talking about.
Well, you got to cut him out real good first in front of all his friends and everybody. After you cut him out real good, then you beat his behind, and then you kill him.
Hey,
and look, first
somebody
been telling everybody you went to bed till you can.
Yeah, and she'd be like, that's why you went to bed. I remember the time
you went
to camp, scared of the dark. Still scared
that's
of the dark.
Right. Everybody. Tell everybody.
Yep.
And then I'm
25.
And fix him a real good meal, though. Fix him a real good meal, let him eat. Like, all right, baby, but you know mama got to kill you, right?
you know mama's going
to
kill you.
I want you to go to heaven hungry.
Hey, you know, you're going to learn today. All right, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. Check us out next week, 2 p.m. I promise I will use mute more a little bit regularly on Finesse, although Kathleen agreed with him. They was just being nice to him. Don't worry about him. All right. We'll check you out again next week. Later, Commiss. Later, Daniel. Finesse is still on.
Later, y'all.
Later.
Later.